You want me to say hi or do you want me to rap?
Like, stop.
Wrap up. I sing. I do not rap.
Oh my God.
I have memorized a lot of Kendrick Lamar, but I meant wrap up. This is hilarious.
So we're not in bed, but we're in front of a bed. Yes, we're
intimate. This is the first type of interview I've had in front of a bed.
And that's what I really wanted, because I only get a few minutes with you, so I want to go first straight into your bedtime routine.
Mm-hmm.
I know you're very busy, so I'm wondering, and tell me the truth, mm-hmm. Do you ever go to sleep with your makeup on?
The past 5 days, I've been awake, so I'm going to be honest. I had my makeup on for a good 4 days and fell asleep because we were awake, mm-hmm. and then we take short naps. So during this promotion, I will not lie, I was sleeping with my makeup on, but I would never. I could never. Just to clear the question, yes, I slept with my makeup on the past 5 days, but originally, bedtime routine, I cannot sleep until I erase my makeup. Mm-hmm. So I'm very strict.
You didn't sleep for 5 days and you have no dark eye rings or eye bags.
My glam team is incredible. I have been drinking a lot of water and electrolytes. Mm-hmm. I think that is the secret, water mm-hmm. and electrolytes. Mm-hmm. People just think water, but recently I have made sure I drink a lot of electrolytes mm-hmm. after a rehearsal. So mm-hmm. I think that balances.
Sweetened or unsweetened? Because I know now there's like
all kinds. Yeah. Right? I'm open to anything. Whatever's available. I'm not too picky. I just make sure before rehearsal, I'm like, can you guys get me a bottle of any type of electrolyte you can find?
Yeah, can you guys get me?
Yeah. I'm just kidding. I got some there. We're good.
You're here for a Lancôme event. Mm-hmm. So tell me a little bit how you grew up with beauty around you. Was there someone who inspired you in terms of beauty?
I mean, growing up in the 90s and early 2000s, the beauty trends were explosive and it changed a lot. Mm-hmm. And just, I think my mom was always wearing lipstick and had red nails, so that influenced me a lot. But I mean, I love the divas, like Whitney Houston, Mariah Carey, J-Lo, like they were always so fabulously glam. So because it's changed so much over the years, it's not just, oh, she wears makeup. It's like a form of empowerment and self-expression. Mm-hmm. So I love that it's become part of everybody's routine. It's not just for a certain type of person or group. But
when we were young, we were not allowed to wear makeup, but we always snuck it in somehow. So I remember the Juicy Tubes. Do you remember that? Do you grow up with those?
Like, Lancôme holds a very special place in my heart with my childhood because in the 2000s, every time I would go to a mall, I would ask my parents to buy me one Juicy Tube, like, every month or something. And, like, taking that to school, like, I felt super cool. And because one of my, like, first fragrances I ever used was Miracle by Lancôme. That pink box and that just, I felt so grown up and, like, a woman at a young age using that.
I think everyone kind of stole a little bit of Miracle from their parents.
I know, their parents and, like, their older sisters and that holds a very special place in my heart.
I want to know what are your own thoughts about aging gracefully. What does that mean for you?
Aging gracefully for me would mean awareness and mindfulness. Mm-hmm. Like, I think that's key for aging. I don't think it's a certain look or a photo or a product. It really is a mindset where it's like choice and the will to continuously educate yourself. I think that's what aging gracefully means.
Oh, I love that. A growth mindset.
Absolutely. There's always something to learn, for sure.